Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of Hatmana. So the halacha is that on Shabbos, you cannot insulate a pot with towels or blankets, even though it's not adding heat. Just retaining heat is also due on Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch on Siman Reish and Zayin, Sif Hei and Sif Vav, has a kula for this. And he says, if it's something that's cold, then you let it wrap. You haven't been cold out of the refrigerator. You let it take blankets and put it around that to warm it up. Because that is cold anyway, so there's no chash of atmana, no problem of atmana. And even more, the Mechaber says, if it's hot, but it's not in the original keli that it cooked in, it's in a klisheni, so then it's mutter also to be matman, to insulate it with blankets. So for example, if you take something off the fire, let's say chalent, and you put it into another container, I'm allowed to wrap that container with a blanket because it's in a klisheni already, and therefore, it's not in the kli that it got cooked in, and therefore, it's not a problem of atmana. So what's the afkamila halacha? There's a big shayla if you're allowed to put water into a thermos on Shabbos. So the fizeh, it's mutter to take water from the urn, from the percolator, from the kettle, and put it into a thermos. It's not a problem. Why? Because now, even if the thermos is considered atmana because it has the extra wrapping around it, but it's not where it was cooked. The water was not cooked in this thermos. And therefore, it's mutter to put water into a thermos from the percolator. The Chazanish is a different svar. The Chazanish says that that's not called atmana at all. Because since the keli that's holding the water is one fat, thick keli, so it's not like there's a beged around the keli, around the utensil. It's one utensil mamish. And therefore, that's not called a problem of atmana. It's not called atmana at all because it's one keli. So you have two svaras why the thermos is mutter. Number one is because it's in a klisheni, like the Mechaber says, if it's not the original keli, then you're allowed to keep it warm with blankets on Shabbos. This is not by moist level, only by inner moist level. Only if it's not adding heat. And the Chazanish is matter because he holds that it's not mamash two kelim, it's all one keli, therefore it's not called atmana. Now there's another halacha, that if the blankets or the towels are not touching the kedera, that's also not called atmana. There's ear in between. So we said already ahead there before, a different shear, that if it's only been mixas, only partly covered, partly insulated, then it's mutter. There's another ahead there. If there's an ear in between the insulation and the pot, it's mutter. So for example, if you want to wrap something that's even by Maisav Hevel, for example, you want to put something on top of your pot to warm it up, and you want to cover it to keep the heat in, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to wrap, you put a container on top of the crock pot, you want to warm it up, you're not allowed to wrap it with a blanket. That's a problem of Matmana Maisav Hevel. That's also to do. What's the Eitzah? Put a wider plate on top of that container and wrap around the plate the blanket. So therefore, it's covering over the thing, and even if it's Maisav Hevel, it's mutter. You know why? Because that blanket is not touching the container. That towel is not touching the container. It's spread out a little bit. There's an ear in between the container and the towel, and that would be mutter. So that's another head to what we're saying, that if the insulation is not touching the kedera, not touching the container, then it's mutter, even by Maisav Hevel.